It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. The primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you into the conversation about Middle Tennessee Christian School as we jump into Cougar Corner this morning. We are working to get Coach Brian Stewart online with us. I think they are in Cornersville today for the elementary league football, so we'll talk to him here in just a second. Just kind of give you a preview. We're going to do Cougar Corner scoreboard and schedule coming up here in just a few moments. But elementary football continues to play. They actually play next Saturday in Eagleville, but Coach Stewart joins us here by phone. And, Coach, you're in Cornersville today, I understand.
Absolutely. Beautiful Cornersville. Welcome.
Welcome to Cornersville, huh? Did you see signs that said, welcome Coach Stewart to Cornersville?
Well, I didn't see one just yet. It may have one when I'm leaving, but not when I was arriving. But we're here. We're here.
Talk a little bit about last night's game. Of course, Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian School, two rivals, obviously, over the years has developed into a rivalry, being the two only single-A schools here in the county. Eagleville kind of got started early, and it was kind of hard to play catch-up last night.
Absolutely. You know, they did a great – I mean, you know, I think they had four offensive plays and 21 points. And when you do stuff like that early in the game, it's hard to, you know, come back from it. But they came out and set the tone early. I mean, they came out with very physical. I was real disappointed in how our guys played defensively early. Just thought we kind of stood there and watched. And I mean, I had a few guys playing some different spots, and, you know, I had a freshman that moved to inside linebacker, and he came on and played great, but I just think we were a little tentative early, and not that we were confused, we just didn't, I don't know, just didn't have any aggression about us, and I just didn't quite understand that. And but, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was 21 or 28 to nothing, we finally just pulled down and played a little better. I was, you know, when we came out the second half, I mean, we made them go three and out, and We did it, I think, two times, and so I know we have the ability there to do it, but, you know, I wish we could have done it earlier. I hate that we got off to such a bad start, and even offensively, you know, the first couple drives, we didn't do anything with it. We had people open, and, you know, we didn't execute, but was real proud of how, you know, Wynn came in. You know, that was his first time to start at quarterback last night, and if people were there and watched the game, you see the abilities that he has. I mean, we were able to put the option in this week, and he did a great job running it. I mean, even not just the point of attack, but, I mean, he makes the guy miss, and we're still going down the field 20 yards, and then he makes the pitch. And I was impressed last night with his ability to read the defense on the field and make choices and make decisions. I mean, he threw two touchdown passes and threw them down the field. He came to me a couple of times and said, Coach, I see this. Can we run this? I mean, you know, when you got a kid who can see the field and he can make a call on his own, you know, you just, that's something to look forward to, and he's only a sophomore.
Well, of course, that's kind of turn your quarterback to the wolves a little bit, but that's kind of been the situation you've been in several times this year with positions and lack of depth.
And early in the year, I mean, you know, Justin took some snaps for us early in the year when we were doing 7-on-7, and he kind of came to me. We were over at Blackman at a 7-on-7, and he was out there warming up with the receivers, and I said, man, where you at? And he said, Coach, I just don't know if I want to play quarterback. I just don't know if, you know, he was apprehensive, and, you know, and Brent was doing a tremendous job for us, and so, you know, we just kind of went with it because Justin could play both ways for us. And, but, you know, later on in the year, a couple weeks ago, we talked about it some, and, you know, he took some reps 2 weeks ago in practice, and then last week came in off the bench, and, man, just gave our offense a spark, moved us down the field, threw the ball really well for us, and just handles the offense and does a good job. And, you know, just like last night, I mean, we put in some stuff this week, and we went out immediately and scored on it. And so to be able to go in and to do things differently offensively because of the, you know, the abilities that Justin has and him being able to do it, it gives your kids a little lift. I just wish we would have played the second half. I wish we could have played the first half like the second half. That's my only thing. But, hey, Eagleville was good to us. I mean, hey, he put his twos in, and, you know, they could have kept the ones in and probably ran the score for them some more, and I'm very appreciative of that, Coach Carson. But, I mean, those kids, they played hard and they fought hard, and I was proud of the way we, you know, stuck in a couple of touchdowns and did some things well, especially there in the first half when we had about a 12-play drive, I mean, against their ones, and we can move the football and score, but I just defensively, I've been disappointed the last couple of weeks in our kids.
Coach Brian Stewart joining us here on Cougar Corner. And, Coach, sometimes in a game with a team that's kind of fallen on some tough times during the course of the season, when an opponent scores on their first possession and scores on, what'd you say, three of their first four possessions, sometimes you've got kids that look and say, well, here we go again. Did you really get that sense last night with your team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can see it in their eyes. I mean, no life. I mean, you've got to play with some emotion. You've got to play with some tenacity. The first place in the scrimmage last night, Eagles first play, we set the corner and we got the guy wrapped up. Looks like, I mean, we ain't wrapped up. Wrapped, that's the wrong term. We got the guy hit for a 4-yard loss, and he ends up getting a first down. Now, if we make the play in the backfield like we should have, and we get him for a 4-yard loss, who knows what that does for us as far as our emotions and things like that. But we're in the right place. We just don't tackle. And I'm just, you know, we worked on it this past week. We'll work on it again this week. But I was talking to a good friend of mine last night, late into the night, and he coached for 20-something, almost 30 years. And I was telling him my frustrations. And he says, Coach, they're freshmen and sophomores. And he goes, well, that's all you got to say. I mean, I understand that. I mean, but there's freshmen and sophomores making plays for other people, and our kids are making some plays, but, you know, there is a certain level of timidness when you're a freshman out there and you've got to make those big plays. I mean, I've talked about it for 8 weeks, and they ain't freshmen and sophomores no more. I mean, we're in week 9, and these kids have grown up, and we're getting better, and it's going to be a matter of time, and I'm just ready for that time to get here. And I know these kids are. They're hungry for wins, and they're hungry for success. And we're just going to keep working hard. They had a great week of practice last week. You know, we're going to go out and have another great week and get ready for homecoming senior night against Mount View Elite Christian.
Brian Stewart with us today. Coach, end of the first half, I guess, you had a nice long drive. I think even a fake punt in there as well and get into the end zone there toward the end of the first half, and that kind of propelled you into some pretty decent play in the second half.
No doubt. I mean, Trey Hickey, you know, there he is playing corner and playing receiver, playing both ways as a freshman, and, you know, that was the guy that caught the touchdown pass on that first 12-play drive, and we just did a lot of good things that, you know, and, you know, fourth down to me is just another down. I don't mind going for it. It's just, we were at midfield, we had nothing to lose, and, you know, that's just something we work on that, and that's something we pride ourselves on, being able to roll out. If it's not there, we can rugby-style punt it. But, you know, and then later on we went for it again in the second half, and we got the guy open, but he threw it to another kid who was open, but it wasn't where the chains were. And we had the other guy open, so that was one mistake, you know, that he made as far as, you know, seeing the field. And I always tell him, you know, find the chains, see where they are. We're calling the route based upon here's what we got to have for that first down. But, you know, once again, Tanner Green gives us a good lift last night at running back as a freshman, did a good job, and, you know, everybody contributed. You know, I was proud of Peyton Butner. He had third or fourth quarter when he made his big catch across the middle, and then he turns it upfield, and Peyton's got a lot of speed, and, I mean, he catches it and takes it to the house. I mean, that's something those two things we hadn't done all year as far as, you know, throwing a touchdown pass, going in, you know, from maybe 12, 13 yards out, and then throwing one for 20 or 30 something yards and then taking it after the catch and running and scoring, something we hadn't done all year, something we haven't been able to do. So those are things to look forward to, no doubt about it.
We had some long drives in the game as well, did score 20 points, but a couple of long drives, and to be able to have sustained drives, those are building blocks, obviously, that you can work with.
Absolutely. You know, being able to take the football, and, you know, that's what we want. We want those, you know, 7, 8, 12-play drives that, you know, you're able to eat up some clock and move it down the field and score. And, you know, I was just, you know, like I told you about, you know, we put the option in and started working on it Monday. And then we go out and able to run it and have that much effectiveness with it. So that just speaks volumes of what, you know, if a sophomore quarterback and a freshman running back can go out and run the option after 1 week of practice like that. Just think about what, you know, a whole season full of work and able to do things then off of that option, being able to run different things and able to throw different things, it's just going to make us better and better. I was proud, you know, Brent Hoffman, I moved him to running back and to get him some reps back there. And I mean, he's a hard runner. I mean, the kid, he's one of the toughest football players I've ever coached. He takes hits and takes hits, and gave him an opportunity to run back, and he cashed a touchdown in late fourth last night. I was so proud for him. I mean, he's a resilient kid. I mean, you know, there's a guy that, you know, he's not the quarterback anymore, and you asked him to go to this role because you want him to play, and he accepts it with a great attitude, goes out. He had two catches last night and got up the field with it and then had a couple of runs and then scored a touchdown there in the fourth quarter, and I was real proud for him.
Coach, attention turns to Mount Juliet Christian. It's the last home game here for the Cougars in this this campaign because the next week you travel to Huntland. And what do you know about Mount Juliet Christian?
You know, I don't know a ton about them. I know that they're a lot like us record-wise. I think they have one win on the season. I know they got beat. I think they got beat the DCA 42-0. You know that they've struggled with being successful as well. And I know last year we were down. I don't know if it was 28-0 or 28-6, and we ended up winning that game 42-28. So, you know, our kids are going to have that in their mind about how they played the second half last year there, and I hope they bring that confidence for the first half and second half this year. And, I mean, we would really love to have a win for homecoming and win for these seniors and just to close out our last home stand. You know, we need a W. I mean, we need to finish 2-8. I mean, that would be good for us. I mean, that would be one better than last year. And, I mean, whether we win or not, I see the improvement we've made from a year ago. We're much better than we were a year ago, and we're doing things that's going into the direction that we want this program to go towards.
But a win obviously helps with the offseason. It helps with the conditioning. It helps with just the mental attitude. Just a W in the win column.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody feels better about it, and, you know, it's homecoming week, and a lot of people get all bent out of shape. I hear coaches all the time, oh, it's homecoming. Listen, they've been doing homecoming a long time, and, you know, they do different stuff at school and dress-up days, and, hey, let the kids have fun, enjoy themselves. I mean, homecoming's once a year. They have it every year. They'll be having it 100 years from now. Homecoming's always going to be there. And, you know, your kids, I mean, you know, yes, you want them to have that focus, and you want to have that, but, I mean, kids are different these days. I mean, they're pretty – They can win one game or lose one game, and next minute, you know, they're texting their girlfriend. So, I mean, it's just a different world we live in than it was 10, 20 years ago. But I want them to – I told them last night, I said, hey, looking forward to homecoming week. I want you to enjoy everything that's going on, all the extra activities. And, hey, for us there at school, we're having our fall festival, and we'll be, you know, having a big auction, and then we're going to have stuff going on at school all day Saturday. We're going to have stuff all week, Thursday, Friday, the big game. Saturday, we got elementary football. We've got the fall festival. And so it's just going to be a big weekend at Middle Tennessee Christian.
Well, let me talk about the week that was this week before I let you go, Coach, because high school volleyball took second place in the district tournament this week, and they're going to move on to region tournament play. So we're going to recap the scores here in just a moment. But high school girls soccer won the district tournament, or they are actually advanced to the district semifinals this next week. One thing that I did want to talk to you about, and that was the league championship for the junior high football team. Got down early in that game, from what I understand, down 12-0 at halftime, and come back and win it 22-18 over Cascade. So a nice win for the junior high team.
Oh, it was amazing. We had a great crowd that came last Saturday night, and it was great. I mean, I was up top in the booth and being able to watch it from the top, and, you know, to see our kids down 12-0. And, you know, hey, we gave them a touchdown. We ran an option and fumbled it, and they ended up sticking one in down there. And our kids played so hard. They came out the second half, made a few adjustments, and, you know, put up the touchdowns they needed and played great defense. And just those kids, I mean, hey, so undersized against Cascade, and just to go out and to play with the level of effort that they did, it was just very refreshing and rewarding to watch those kids. I mean, they finished 6-3. You know, in that league, the Duck River, I think that's the first championship for a middle school. And so just what a great way for our eighth graders to go out, and just so proud for the coaches and all the men and fans were just so excited after the game. And, you know, you need that buzz of excitement. It's just like here at these elementary games, you know, our flag team's undefeated. I mean, they beat everybody. They do well. I mean, they have really put up a lot of numbers, and the kids are having a great time. And, you know, any championship, I don't care what level it is, it's a championship, and it's special. And, you know, that can't do anything but help a program.
To be able to do that and to wear the same colors that these kids aspire to wear when they're in high school, that builds a lot of team pride, school pride, and it can do nothing but help the MTCS Cougars.
Absolutely.
Coach, be careful out there. Don't do anything I wouldn't do out in Cornersville, I guess.
Hey, you know, dill pickle and a Coca-Cola and a cheeseburger over here at the concession stand, and, you know, beautiful countryside, great football. Just get home, watch a little this afternoon on TV, and enjoy yourself.
Well, take care of Mount Juliet Christian next week. Let's talk about a win next Saturday morning. I'm ready for it. I know you are.
I can't wait. I want to be sitting there and enjoying a big cedar bucket breakfast and talking about a budget.
We'll do it. All right, Coach. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it so much. Thank y'all.
That's Brian Stewart joining us. Let me run down the Cougar Corner scoreboard here real quick, and we'll get you set up for the rest of the day. In high school volleyball on Tuesday, a 3-0 win over Lancaster, and in the district tournament versus Community, a 3-2 win. And then on Thursday in the district championship, a 3-0 loss to Eagleville, so they take second place in the tournament, move on to region tournament play on Tuesday, and that is to be announced. In high school girls soccer this week, beat Creekmore 3-0, and in the district tournament, a 2-0 win over Forest, so the Lady Cougars will advance to the district semifinals versus Summit on Tuesday. In bowling on Monday, 5.5 loss to Smyrna, and also a 19-8 loss to Siegel on Wednesday. Cross country, the boys and girls took first place at the Hampshire Invitational, and we want to highlight Middle Tennessee Christian School cross country for their girls and boys first place victories in the Hampshire Invitational from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Congratulations to them, and also, as we just talked about, a 22-18 win over Cascade for the junior high volleyball team, and they take the league championship, the Duck River League Championship, 22-18 with the win over Cascade. Even trailing 12-0 at halftime, they come back for the big win. Also this week, bowling will take on Central and junior high basketball at Cascade on Monday. On Tuesday, junior high basketball versus Moore County and volleyball, high school volleyball in the regional tournament. On Wednesday, bowling will take on Blackman. Thursday, it's junior high basketball at Liberty. And Friday, high school football versus Mount Juliet Christian homecoming over at Throneberry Stadium. Get on over there and root on the Cougars to victory in that one. Of course, next weekend, a big weekend with the Fall Festival over at MTCS. Elementary football hosting Eagleville next Saturday as well. So a lot of great things going on in Cougar country. Well, that's going to do it here for the Coach's Conversation. We appreciate you joining us this morning. We will be back Monday night for the Ideas Tees Primetime Sports Scene. And that's this Monday night, 6 until 7. Next Friday night, State Farm Prep Football. We will be with the Blackman Blaze as they host the Brentwood Bruins. Our pregame coverage begins at 6, then right back here next Saturday morning for the Coach's Conversation. For John Dinkins, for Ricky Turner, and everyone here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks to Zach Troutman back at the station as well. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Stay tuned for the Rutherford Home Show, Financial Coaching Radio, the Dias Cast, and then we've got football for you tonight as the Raiders travel to take on FIU. Have a great Saturday. See you next time.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard, or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.